Okay, my name is Marcy Akerson. Today's date is March the 4th, 2010. I'm interviewing Dr. Willis McKee, and he is going to talk to us today about his experience in the Vietnam War. Dr. McKee, if you'd just like to give us a little background.
My name is Willis Payne McKee, Jr. I was born in Louisville, raised in Eminence, went to Eminence High School, Center College, and University of Louisville Medical School. My father, who was a World War II veteran, got me in the U.S. Army Reserves at the old 106 General Hospital when I was a sophomore in medical school. I spent 2 years in the Reserves, then went on active duty, did my internship at Ireland Army Hospital, Fort Knox, and then did my general surgery residency at Brooke General Hospital in at Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio, Texas. I then did the Army Medical Officers Advanced Course and did my fifth year trauma fellowship in Vietnam. Spent a year there, came back to Kenner Army Hospital in Fort Lee, Virginia, then resigned my commission, got out of the active Army and came to Frankfort. After about 18 years, Colonel Joe Dobner, commander of the 475th MASH, enlisted me back in the military to join the 475th. We then did a tour in Desert Storm in 1970-71. After Desert Storm, Colonel Dobner moved on to another position. I became the commander of the 475th MASH, was commander for 5 years, and then was state surgeon until the time of my retirement in 1960.
Okay, there you go.
As far as the Vietnam War went, at that time, we were generally not sent as a unit. I went by myself to the replacement depot at Long Bend and was assigned to Third Field Hospital on the edge of Saigon, just across from Tan Son Air Base. Third Field was in an old American school, so we had permanent buildings, and there was a base officer's quarter, BOQ, right next door. I spent a year tour there. During that time, it was fairly busy early on especially, and we did the full range of combat surgical operations, plus the fact that we took care of many of the South Vietnamese high-ranking VIPs. We did gallbladders and hernia operations and appendectomies and things like that. So there were other things besides trauma surgery.
What year was that, Dr. McKee?
April 1969 to April 1970. In December 1969, one evening they brought in a Vietnamese lady whose South Vietnamese soldier son-in-law had shot her in the chest with a brand new American grenade launcher, which had then not exploded. So they brought her in and we took out the live grenade. And interestingly enough, the explosives demolition man, the EOD man, who was going to take the grenade out and explode it after we got through, happened to be from Lexington. The lady survived, by the way. And as the year went on, the war wound down a little bit in our area. So we got fewer casualties and did more elective operations. I got a 5-day drop, which is called, which means you get out 5 days early, and they took me up to Long Bend to the replacement station, told me they wouldn't have a plane out for 3 days. So instead of staying at the replacement station or going back to Saigon, I went to a friend of mine who was a surgeon at the 73rd Evac Hospital, so I went and stayed with him and operated with him for 2 days until I could get an airplane.
Okay.